Did you get enough sleep last night? We don't, generally. There's a new information out, a Gallup poll came out actually earlier this week that said the majority of you and I's, we don't get enough sleep. We admit it. I don't know. I don't know if we need a new poll to tell us that or not. This goes way back. In fact, I'm going to take you back to the mid-90s. Did you ever do the Buns of Steel workout? Listen, this would be, I think it was around even in the 80s, the late 80s, mid-90s.
March.
Come on.
Let's start out by step touching right and left. Step touch.
Yeah.
Easy arms.
Buns of Steel. Buns of Steel. That there is our guest. She was one of the original Buns of Steel hosts, Lisa Hart. She generated over $1 billion in sales, over 6 million units sold, thanks to her Buns of Steel.
Two-heel lifts.
Yeah.
Same thing to your
She
left.
Still does this every morning, I think, by the way. Let's talk about getting enough sleep and living healthier and all of that. Lisa Hart joins us now. Hiya, Lisa. How you doing?
You had to play that. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. Yes, actually, you just interrupted me. I was working out to myself, doing my Buns of Steel workouts with myself.
Oh. Do you have the old VHS tapes that you go back and look at a younger yourself and you go like, yeah, boy, I could really, boy, those that swimsuit I was wearing or whatever it was you had on there.
I would say to my younger self, put some clothes on, girl.
Yeah. It looks a little painful, but back in the day, you know, when you're young, I mean, no, you look great. Do you still watch those old VHS tapes and go, can you still do that move, those moves?
Oh, absolutely. And I actually am pretty much the same size and can do all those things. Now, I will say this, but don't tell anyone. My buns are a little bit more pliable these days.
Well, hello. You know what that is? That
what?
just the fact that you said that, that's what we call the happy phrase of the day. My buns are a little more pliable these days.
Feel free to use that throughout the day.
Yeah, just, you know, let's say you're having a tough day, things are going slowly for you. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the middle of the store and you feel like you're run down, you haven't had enough sleep, all you have to do is at the top of your lungs say, my buns are a little more pliable these days. That's the happy phrase of the day right there.
It's the happy phrase of the day.
And that's that'll make everything happy. So we don't get enough sleep. This is not, Lisa, this isn't new information, is it?
It's not new, but we just stuck a different bow on it. It's been an ongoing problem since the beginning of time, and it is more prevalent today than ever, because what have we got? We've got electronics, and
we
work from, you know, we're burning both ends of the candle, and one of the, you know, the biggest issues is our screen time. And then we may have been laid down flat on back for 7-8 hours, but then are we waking up refreshed? And if we're not, then those weren't good quality hours of sleep. Well, why weren't there? Stress, too much screen time, anxiety. So it's all about getting back to basics. Please shut that screen off at least an hour before your intended bedtime. And then let's think about what your intended bedtime should be. And creating a good sleep pattern schedule.
I was going to say, getting at least to sleep or to lay down your little head without the screen on. Don't hold your phone up. Oh, I got my head laying down, but look at it. I'm still looking and scrolling. Guilty. I've done it too. But if you get there every night the same time, that's a big key, isn't it?
It's huge. And the subconscious mind, it has no dog in the fight. It just is going to do what you always do. So if you can trick yourself and start going, you know what, don't go, what have I got going on tomorrow? I'm going to go to bed at this time, that time, that time, that time. Then this is confusing the body, and the body doesn't really know when it's supposed to rest.
Mm.
Go ahead and get, especially the weekdays, a consistent go to sleep time and wake up time, no matter what you got going on the next day.
But you're a busy person, even celebrity, even to this day, fitness, et cetera, healthy lifestyle, because it goes beyond sleep, too. I mean, it's diet, exercise, all that. But how do you, you're telling me you're literally at like a big gala event, fundraiser, going, boy, you know what? Whoops. Like, what's your bedtime? I got to go home, 10 o'clock.
No, Cinderella, no. She's out partying when she needs to, okay?
Okay.
So we're not going over the top here. But on a regular, consistent basis, I am planning to be, it's FOB, flat on back, at least by 9:45, 10 o'clock.
Is that the best sleep position, flat on your back? I don't think I've ever slept flat on my back. I'm a side guy.
Well, no, what I mean is that just means your FOB is time to get in the rack.
Okay.
I'm a left side sleeper.
Let me just take you back to your days again, Buns of Steel days, which, you know, we could joke about it, but there was a lot of people. My first wife, the first Mrs. Austin, she was a Buns of Steel fanatic. Her and that Richard Simmons guy, too. She was always doing that stuff. But back then, 54% of us, United States of Americans, said we said, no, I'm getting plenty of sleep. Today, it's completely reversed. I was looking at these numbers today. 57% say, at least we're admitting it, though. Now, isn't that the first step?
Well, then it is the first step, and you stole my line there. But, so, what's the difference between then and now? So we can mark it by the Buns of Steel era days. Those were in the early 90s and so on. What did we not have? We didn't have the cell phone. Well, the big smartphone, the stupid phone.
We didn't even have the internet.
Yeah, we didn't have the internet. I had barely just started using a computer.
Yeah.
And so that is the huge element that has improved our lives, but put quite a damper on the quality of our lives in many ways.
So what I'm hearing you say, because it is it's kind of like a vicious cycle. You sleep because you're stressed, or no, you can't sleep because you're stressed, and that lack of sleep causes you more stress.
Absolutely. And I, disclaimer here, because I know as people are listening right now, they may be going, well, sure, it's Lisa Hart. She works out. She eats right. She probably sleeps like a little baby all the time. I have had one of the biggest problems in my adult life has been sleep because of how much I had put on my own plate. I'm a tech nerd. I love to work on the computer. A blessing and a curse for me is that I think I can do everything, so I do. And it came at the price of my health with regard to not getting enough sleep. So I am totally geeking out on all of the science of sleep because I had to research it to try and figure out what was going wrong with me. And so I've been there, done that. And I am now, I've learned so much about the science of sleep, the stages of sleep. It's not that we just lay down and you were there for 8 hours, so it was wonderfully glorious. No, there's these 90 minutes approximate cycles that are going on that if we are not getting good quality sleep during those times, then the body hasn't been restored properly.
And
it's not as though we need to learn all these things to know. What we do need to learn is to slow down and let the body have a chance to rest.
Don't you do this, though? Okay, I'm guilty of this. When you say, and I understand it, and I tell myself this all the time. I say it out loud to the family. Let's take some time. Let's slow down. I'm thinking of going camping this weekend. Sit by the campfire. I love that. Sitting by the fire pit, just sitting there. But here's the thing. Every time I do that, right away I feel guilty. Right away I feel like, oh, man, this is such wasted time. Yeah, I know. I got to have Doc Braccio take care of my head.
We've got to change our mindset. And this reminds me of, I'm going to treat myself with a big piece of chocolate cake. Is that really a treat?
Oh, Yeah,
that,
it is.
That's actually, you're like, dang, I want to go get one right after you get off the show. Now, in some ways, that's a punishment. And so but we have our brains configured, our subconscious mind trained to think of certain things as, you know, you're feeling guilty that you're spending time with your family out there and that you're letting your mind rest and rejuvenate. But instead of thinking of it that way, you're thinking, I should be home doing X, Y, Z. The treat that we give ourselves of that quality time, that brain relaxation, that getting back to nature, you're going to go back 10 times more powerful for Monday than if you had worked all weekend.
You know what, though? I get the idea. You, Lisa, high achiever, energetic lady that you are. You're going to be out in the forest doing a hike, doing like one of these things. All right, birds, are you with me? Come on now. Let's flap those wings and flap those wings and flap. There, good job. Oh, you, Mr. Crow, you're not doing as much up there. Robin, all right. That's going to be you.
You heard me. You've been spying on me.
I learned you. I stalked you, Lisa Hart. You're a gem. I got to see if maybe in someplace in a box in a garage we have one of your tapes. I want to look at this.
Right. I want you to extend your arms out from your shoulders and just pull it in.
Pull it in.
Yeah.
Pull it in.
That.
Yeah, Lisa Hart.
Winning more.
All right. Have a marvelous day. Thank you so much. And I want to keep in touch, all right? So we'll talk again soon, as soon as I get a nap.
Go take a power nap, everybody.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
We're going to do this one more time each direction, just to let you get the feel for it. Heel lifts.
You don't want to ask a lady's age.
Forward and back.
So I didn't. I was almost going to go there. How old were you, Lisa Hart? You know what I mean? When she was doing those VHS tapes, Buns of Steel. This is her.
One more time here.
That feels great.
All right.
She's got two ladies on either side of her. All of them are drop-dead gorgeous. She's wearing what looks like the most painful workout clothes, but they got those leggings on, like from the late 80s.
Forward and back on your left foot. In. Hold.
She's fit, I will tell you that.
Rock it. Four times here.
She doesn't even look like she's sweating. They're all enjoying it. You know, after this, they all went out for a beer and a smoke.
Then we're going to alternate front and side.
1320 WILS. Hey, listen, we got to get going. We'll be back here in just a minute. Here on your morning wake up, Mike Austin with you. 1320 WILS. I'm squatting
Here's
right
your
now.
Last one. Bring your foot in.
Yeah.
Prepare to rock forward. Left foot right here.
Yeah.
More time.
All right.